Welcome to Help and Hope, a podcast of CCEF.
Thanks for joining us again this week on Help and Hope. My name is Andrew Ray, and I'm joined by
David Pellison.
Thanks for coming in.
Pleasure to be here.
This week we're going to talk about biblical wisdom for someone with a dark past, and the question we receive goes like this. I have baggage from a sinful past, affairs, lying, hurting people big time. How can Christ heal me?
Yeah, this is a great question, and it's one of those that, in all hard human questions, the Bible shines, mm-hmm. Our Lord shines. But this is one of those where it particularly shines, because where else in the world do you have the response to a lot of really bad baggage being mercy, mm-hmm. for those who are clearly, this man or woman is humbled, feels grief, shame, feels even perhaps a little dirty still by what has happened. And then this question, like, you know, can God really love me? Can he accept me? And what's that process going to be like? Mm-hmm. I just see that as one of the places where our faith is particularly beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the story of redemption weaved throughout the Bible. People of renown that we talk about in the Bible, from Abraham to Moses, on into the New Testament. Paul, a persecutor of Christians, someone who oversaw even the stoning of Stephen, and who wanted to tear apart the church. If ever a church leader started from that perspective, mm-hmm. you'd have someone who would wonder, can Christ heal me? Yeah. And yet Christ used him in such an awesome way. And so, yes, the Bible
King David
speaks
as well.
Of that. King
yeah.
David.
And,
a murderer whole, and
yeah,
some...
murderer, adulterer, liar, you know,
yeah.
schemer.
Yeah.
And the whole people of God are, you know, affairs with the Baals and the Ashtoreths and, you know, the false prophets. And so...
We obviously yeah. serve a faithful God.
We serve a God. Like
a forgiving
this,
God.
Yeah, this problem is... I mean, this is just the bread. This is daily bread
yeah.
from God's point of view. And I think about this from a number of angles, and probably the first one is that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. And what I like in that, one, God, the fact that this person is so humble and feels even discouraged for what has been is actually a work of God's mercy. Mm. The God who began that work will carry it on in the present and will complete it. In that sense, of there's a past, there's a grace that deals with the past, there's a grace that deals in the present, and there's a grace that will deal with us in the future. And that you might say that regarding the guilt of what was done in the past, that the gospel speaks to us of a sin bearer, a Lamb of God who bears the sins of the world and erases them, that these sins were borne by Jesus Christ. And so there's forgiveness and justification by faith alone, not on by works that we have done, but by his mercy. Mm-hmm. And then you think, part of a question like this, why you still feel the stain, is there still a struggle? And there's the promise of present grace that this God will give us his Holy Spirit. You know, ask your Father. He does not reproach us for our lack of wisdom. He mm-hmm. gives freely. Mm-hmm. He ask your Father. He gives the Holy Spirit to those who ask him. So the promise of God's presence and power and help in the moment of struggle and trial. And then future grace that Christ will come back and finish what he's begun. And at this point, you know, this man or woman is struggling with, you know, an immediate past of some very dark things. On the day that we die, we will be aware of many, many shortcomings as well. And it may not be as overt as some of these. It may just be how prone we all are to just go snowblind. We just forget
yeah.
God. We, you know, some little incident comes at me in life, and where's the Lord?
Oh,
just yeah. me and whatever it is. It's mano a mano, and you either feel anxious or you're real motivated to solve it, or you feel depressed, or you get irritated, or you grumble, and there are so many things that lifelong, God's grace and mercy are our foundation, our hope at every point.
Yeah.
And I'll close with this in terms of what's at the center of what I'm thinking. There's one of the greatest hymns in the history of the church was a. It's sometimes known as St. Patrick's hymn. I bind unto myself this day the strong name of the Trinity. And it has this line that towards the end, Christ be with me, Christ within me, Christ behind me, Christ before me, Christ beside me, Christ to win me, Christ to comfort and restore me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ in quiet, Christ in danger, Christ in hearts of all that love me, Christ in mouth of friend and stranger. Mm. I bind unto myself this day the strong name of the Trinity. And the entire hymn of St. Patrick, it was written to face the hardships and battles of this life.
Yeah.
And it is just, it's not scripture. It's a man who loved God putting his experience into words. But it is so bibline, it just breathes the confidence that our Savior is really gracious towards us.
Yeah. And that is the story weaved of Scripture. It makes me think of the other song, It Is Well With My Soul. Mm-hmm. And when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll. So immediately he's contrasting two radically different situations.
Yeah.
When peace like a river... Yeah. And sorrows like sea billows. Now, this is written from a man who has just lost his daughters in a shipwreck. And he's crossing the Atlantic to see his wife, who survived it. And so, peace like a river is not what he's been through. It's sorrows like sea billows roll. Whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. And then he goes down further to talk a little bit about what this the issue we're talking about today is baggage from a sinful past. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin, not in part but the whole, is nailed to the cross and I bear it no more. And I think, personally, and I think from others that I've spoken with, I think it's very easy for us to see the cross and see Christ's death on the cross as a partial atonement for sin, right? Because daily we're reminded of our brokenness. We think, how could I have gone there again? I am such a failure. I'm so wicked. How could the Lord
really
love
forgive me?
How could he
really
forgive
me?
Right. Yeah, but Christ was the spotless lamb, not the spotted or speckled, but the spotless. And in that, his blood truly speaks a better word, and in that we have great hope that all of our sins are forgiven, that we are truly washed clean in the blood of the Lamb. And I think while that's not meant to be a trite response, it is a reminder that I think we need to get back to over and over when we struggle with the thought of past sin, that the reminder that we have not, there are not sins that are like, this one just, you know, you did it too many times, that's it, forget about it. So just meant to be an encouragement.
Yeah, one other thing I'd say that end of 1 John 3, there's a passage where he says, how do we comfort our hearts when our hearts condemn us? And he says that we have believed in Jesus Christ. We have believed the love God has for us, which is from another part of 1 John. And we love the brethren. And I would add, I would make the foundation be what we've spoken of, this radical, vertical dimension of a God who is merciful to me.
Yeah.
But then I also think when you come, part of coming out of this past is the loving of the brethren. There are others who struggle that need this man or woman's love. And you think how there's a way where, as dark as that past is, there are a whole lot of people that might think it's not going to be for me. And you can say, no, it is for you.
Yeah.
I know. I know firsthand. And there's something about that first-person credibility that opens such a door with other people that come with baggage. And there's a world full of people with a ton of baggage. And that's one of the ways that God uses all of our lives, that whatever we've been through, you know, if it's an abortion, if it's a sexually immoral past, if it's just being a liar, if it's just living for pride and self-achievement, or whatever it is, being fearful, our sensitivity to the nature of sin and to how great God's mercies are just gives us such an ability to speak credibly, both humbly, patiently, and boldly and clearly to others who struggle.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah. Thank you, Drew.
Thank you for joining us. For more information about CCEF and its resources, visit us on the web at ccef.org.